Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris. Glorious bank holiday Monday in May. The weather's pretty astounding. It's very warm. So I've decided to go for a little bit of a ramble in my local area. And I'm out at the moment, hiking and walking towards Carver's Rocks and subsequently Fourmark Reservoir in Ticknell. This is a popular walk of mine and one of my favourites. I often do it. And I've not been this way though for a few months. So, weather's good. I'm out. I'm using social hiking at shareyouradventure.com to map where I'm going. And I shall put a link to my map in the description of this audio boo. So you can take a look at your leisure and see where I am, where I've been, at whatever time you listen to this boo. And so I'm just heading through Hartshorne Wood, although it's not really wood at the moment, it's a new wood, part of the new National Forest Regeneration Programme that, where I live, is actually the heart of it, the heart of the National Forest. It's where it all began and where it's all spreading out from. And the idea is to, I can't remember how many millions of acres of reforestation across the UK. It's planned, but it's a lot. And so in this particular part at the moment, the trees are young, they're fenced off to protect them from, well, vandals really, unfortunately. And but they'll open up. They are planting quite a diverse range of trees, which is really interesting because it's what it needs. We need diversity again. And there's a thought. I wonder, could you ever plant elm trees again after the whole fiasco of the Dutch elm disease? And of course we've got a lot of problem with other trees now as well, so it's always good to replant. We've stripped so much of our forests away. I mean, England was at one point 90% forested, which when you look at it now sort of beggars belief, doesn't it? We used to have wolves roaming. Can you believe that? Wolves in England, crikey. But we did. Wild boar. Still pockets of areas with boar in, wild boar. But very rare. Certainly not in my neck of the woods, although we do get some deer occasionally. There are signs on the roads, on some of the roads, to be careful of deer. Although, personally, I haven't seen any for a number of years now. So if they're still out here, they're hiding themselves away. So anyway, I'm off to Carver's Rocks, first of all. It was a popular place for me as a child, and still is. We used to picnic there a lot as a family and go with friends and spend the day there climbing the rocks and scrambling about and walking through the woods and playing games and hide and seek and that sort of thing. And in those days, the reservoir, Fourmark Reservoir, didn't extend as far as it does now. It was subsequently flooded almost to the point of the rocks 20, 30 years ago, something like that. Which is okay, needed to be done. It hasn't really stopped people going to the rocks, but they're not encouraged to go there anymore. I think that's the key. The rocks are made of sandstone and they're a popular place for hikers. And what tends to happen is, climbers. The climbers are panging the pegs in and damaging it, so it can be a bit tricky. Still climbers go there, but it's usually an area now frequented by youths who tend to go down and light a fire and drink loads of beer and leave all their mess behind. So it's not quite the picnicking area it once was. I'm just pausing a moment. I'm going to stop this recording now and take a photograph of where I've come from to use as my view art. So yes, hiking to Fourmark Reservoir and Carver's Rocks on shareyouradventure.com. Go and social hike with me.